Chemer is a special night for me. Happens to be my Hebrew birthday tonight, Yud Zayin Cheshvin. Yud Zayin Cheshvin. Yud Zayin Cheshvin happens to be the day that the Mabul began. I don't know what the connection really is. I know, we gave him shots.
There's a new guy.
Svarim bring down that it could be that's when the Kabbalah Satorah was supposed to be. That's the Mabul Yimayim El Torah. But the door wasn't right for it. So I'm hoping, okay, so it's not such a bad day necessarily. It has at least koyach, has potential to be a good day. But you know, there's been this going around. I don't know the source. I never looked into the makor, but there's such a concept people ask and to give brachos on your birthday. So I want to suggest the following. You know, we find other individuals, which I'm not sure the source, that people have accepted over the years that they have a koyach habracha. You find by a chasana that everyone's going over the chasana, the kala, for brachos. You find also the other place that I know where we see is by a sandik. If you have tomorrow morning, you have a bris milah, the Chash V'Tal, and Ariel Steinberger is making a bris milah. And the sandik, so people go over to the sandik for a brach afterwards. Is there some sort of koyach brach of a sandik? So what's the reason? A sandik, a chasen, and on your birthday? So I want to suggest, perhaps, you know, by a chasen, we know there's a famous chazal, Medrash says that a chasen is moichlin al kalvonosav. A chasen's forgiven for all his sins. If you're forgiven for all your sins, you're the biggest sadik in the world. Who could be a bigger tzaddik than someone who's just meichlin al kovonosav? Chazal say, ain't tzaddik bar shul yechte. So that tells, ain't tzaddik bar shul yechte, but this individual, this chasen, at this moment, is meichlin al kol avonosav. There's no bigger tzaddik in the world. So who better to have a bracha from than tzaddik yisoy roilam, a chasen? Right? When you have a tzaddik, so a tzaddik is mamish holding the purest of individuals. A baby 8 days old has never done anything wrong in this world and is mekayim the bris milah, mekayim a mitzvah with mesiras nefesh in such a way. And when you come so close to that, how could you not have machshavos of tshuva, hirurei tshuva, of who you want to be? So he also, after this hirurim shel tshuva, being involved in such a kaddish tikkun mitzvah, it's a koyach habracha. Who else do you want a bracha from such a tzaddik like that? And the truth is also with a birthday. What is a birthday? Should we really even celebrate a birthday? If you look through the Torah, the Chumash HaChumash Torah, the only one you find whose birthday is in the Torah is Paro. Seemingly they're telling us there isn't such a great, nothing so special to celebrate a birthday. Chazal tells us, we paskin, it was Beishan Beisholo, they went back and forth for 2.5 years, and we paskin, and then it was Kedai, it would have been better not to have been born. If it was better not to have been born, right? Gemara Neirvin, if you give them a vase maybe. In the Gemara, tells us it would have been better not to have been born. So and then I'm going to celebrate a birthday? What's the celebration? The celebration is then therefore clearly not on the past. Whatever we've accomplished, we've accomplished. The celebration perhaps on a birthday is a hischatshus. It's an opportunity. We're always looking for opportunities for hischatshus. A new beginning. A new beginning to start fresh, to start new, to be close to Hashem, to be a birya chadash. It's a whole new world, a whole new year. So maybe also on your birthday, that's why you have a koyach habracha. Because any individual on their birthday, how can you not do tshuva? How can you not start over? You cannot decide that this year is going to be a better year. A year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of avos Hashem, a year of Hashem, and a melos b'torah. So that's why perhaps we've accepted and it became minog that the koyach of a bracha to someone whose birthday it is. So if it's true that there's such a emes, and if Kali Yisrael has such a minog, I want to just start by just giving everyone here a bracha. At the schus to be a kohen, so I could give a bracha even if it's not a birthday. Yisim chalim kefrayim v'chinashi v'recha ad nevishmeracha yara naipana v'lecha v'chuneka yisa naipana v'lecha v'yaseim lecha shalom shall be zoiche to simcha and bracha be zoiche to kirvas elokim to feel HaKadosh Baruch. HaKadosh Baruch is by our side every moment. Shall be zoiche to feel HaKadosh Baruch by our side every moment and see that kol ma'adah v'rachman alatav of it, and therefore have simcha and bracha in your life always. Amen. So being that it's my birthday, it happens to be this parsha is my bar mitzvah sedra. Parsha is Vayera, and therefore all of us, when it's our bar mitzvah sedra, there's a special kesher, a special connection, deeper than any other parsha. But it happens to be in this in my bar mitzvah in Vayera, there happens to also be Akedas Yitzchak. It may be somewhat because it's my bar mitzvah sedra, but I'll tell you, MS, there's no parsha in the Torah, no portion of the Torah, no story in the Torah the person I've gotten more chizik from in my life, grown more from, and try to really connect to and take his iris from, than Akedas Yitzchak. This incredible story, the inspiration, and we could imagine of an Avram Avinu who's being asked by the Eibishter to shecht his 37-year-old son, Kibi Yitzchak Yikarl Chazar, who he's promised will be the leader of a nation, and still be willing to do it. And walk through waters to do it. Literally, we know Chazal teach us the Satan created a river up to the neck of Avram, and he continued to go. It's one of the reasons we do Tashluch near water, to be meramis to that and gain the schusim of that. He's going to shecht his son. Going to shecht his son for the Rabbi Nishalom. How much chizik each and every one of us can have in our life. But before and every year, this parasha, try to develop and try to learn more about this inyan of Akedas Yitzchak, because there's so much to grow from and so much to learn from. But then we stop and we ask ourselves, MS, if we were asked by the Eibishter to do such a maisa, would any of us have been able to do it? Meaning, on one hand, it's such chizik, on the other hand, really, is that, could that be us? Could that be me? Would I have passed such a nisayon? If there was a modern day Akedas Yitzchak, would I have passed such a nisayon? Would I have been able to do it? Maybe a few people in the world that, you know, we had this chus a few years ago, she came and spoke in DRS to meet a tzadekesh, one of the Noshim Tzidkonias of the world. Maybe some of you know of her, Miriam Peretz. Some of you might have been in DRS when she spoke. Mm-hmm. You remember when she came and spoke, Miriam Peretz? Miriam Peretz is known as the mother of the soldiers. She goes around there to Yisrael, giving chizik to soldiers, b'machazik soldiers. But she herself, she lost two sons in the army. Two sons of hers were killed. Uriel and Eliraz, and their husband also passed away soon after the second son was killed. She lost her husband as well. Imagine this woman lost two sons and lost her husband. And when you meet her, when you hear her talk, full of emunah. And I was reading, and I remember her talking about this when she spoke in DRS as well, but I was reading recently about her a little bit. And she was talking about what it was, that moment when she and her husband signed the papers to allow her second son to serve in the army. Because the law in Eretz Yisrael is that if you lose a child in battle, you lose a child to the army, so then you have no more children in that family have to go into the army, have to serve in the army. We don't want to put the potential that a family should have to go through such mamash tsaras two times. But if a child really wants to go into the army, then the parents have to sign over that they agree and they're maskim and they're okay with their child going into the army. That's what the law is. And their son Eliraz, even after losing his older brother, he spent a lot of time thinking about it and he decided what does he want to do with his life. And how is he going to live his life? And how could he not be Moser Nefesh for Klal Yisrael and serve and protect Eretz Yisrael? And he wanted to go serve in the army. And she said when her and her husband signed their permission, she said they didn't stop davening. And when they were signing it, they felt like it was the moment of Akedas Yitzchak. Of being willing to give over, after losing a son already, be willing to give over another son of potentially, and Kachave, sadly giving his life at Kiddush Hashem for Klal Yisrael. So she was Mekayim Akedas Yitzchak in this world. How many of us have been in such a predicament? Lo Aleinu, we should never know from such a predicament. To be in a predicament, to be thinking about possibly giving over our son, Al Tzmesiris Nevesh, Al Tzkidish Hashem. So what does Akedas Yitzchak mean to us? So first and foremost, we have to know what it really is for us. I saw a Torah. It's brought down, Rav Melech brought this down. I had a kuntras from last year that I found that Bachshem, very, very big tzaddik, Lavi Greenspan, he sends me every week the kuntras, and I have a pile of the kuntrases, and I get them sometimes late. I don't have the opportunity always to learn them that week, but I keep them, and then the next year I figure at the beginning of the week I'll get to them. Sometimes I have the schus to learn them over Shabbos. So I was learning through, and he brought down a Torah from the Or L'Shamayim. First of all, the Or L'Shamayim, who's the Or L'Shamayim? Rav Meir Radenberg. Who's the Talmud of the Chayza Lublin. This is an incredible story. The Chayza, you know, was Chayza. Chayza was the Talmud of the Maggid of Mezrich. So the Heilig Ayev Yisrael, the Heilig Ayev Yisrael, who was of the biggest Talmidim of the Noam Elimelech, so he was the Rav in Apta, the Ayev Yisrael, the Apta Rav, right? Ayev Yisrael, or Avram Yehuda Heschel. For 9 years, he was the Rav in Apta. And after 9 years, like very subtly, he decided he's leaving Apta to go be the Rav somewhere else. I don't even remember where it was, somewhere else. And they asked him what happened. So the story is brought down by the Belzer Rebbe. The Belzer Rebbe, Yisachar Doiv, that he said what happened to Doiv Yisrael. Doiv Yisrael one night had a dream. And in that dream, he had a dream. And in the dream, he had a dream that Rav Meir Radenberg should be the Rav of Apta. And he said, therefore, I can't be the Rav anymore. It has to be him. And he left Apta. That's how he became Rav. It could be that's why he named the Sefer Arla Shemayim. Like it all came from Shemayim that he should be the Rav. And he was in there, he brings down a Torah from his Rebbe, from the Heilige Chayza. The Pasuk says, at the end of Akedis Yitzchak, after he's already told by the Malach, Al Tishlach Yorcha Anar V'al Ta'as L'Mumma, not to perform Akedis Yitzchak. Ki Ata Yedati Ki Yorei L'Kim Ata. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. First of all, that alone, a Pella. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. Chevra. This is Avram Avinu. He already threw himself in a fire for the Eibishter. We all know the story by our Kazdim. Only now I know you're a God-fearing man. You left your homeland, left your parents. Now I know. What does it take to be a Baal Yerushalayim? What does it take to be a Baal Yerushalayim? Now I know, only if I'm willing to kill my 37-year-old son, so any of us could be considered a Baal Yerushalayim, throw in the towel. Throw in the towel. And that's our whole avodah, because I call B'nei Shemayim Chutz Mi'Yerushalayim, right? Our whole avodah of life is to be a Baal Yerushalayim, yet it took Avraham Avinu to be willing to kill his son. That's what the Baal Yerushalayim. Now I know it. In other words, until now I didn't know. I'll never forget, a lot of Chevra knows of the Masifta of Waterbury. So Mrs. Waterbury, Tzadik Yisrael Olam, who's the Rebbe of Waterbury, is Rav Daniel Kalish. I had the schus to be very close to Daniel Kalish, Rav Daniel Kalish. When I was young, when I was much younger, when I was in high school, I went to MTA for high school, but I went to South Shore for elementary school, and a lot of my chevra from South Shore, a lot of my, went to YFR, Yeshiva Rockaway. And I used to hang out with them times, and specifically you had to be in YFR and Yeshiva Rockaway. Purim was like mamish. You know, I'm Avin Yavin. We don't have to talk. You know how Purim is. Purim, you could forge relationships on Purim like no other time in the year because all the walls are down and you just mamish. You know, you go over to Yid and you give him a big hug that you never would do such a thing, and then you're best friends forever. You're best friends forever, Emes. Purim's changed my life because I ended up these older bachrim there. They came and we built the kesher, and there was one Rabbi Yamin Sofer. He was a few years older than me. He was there, and one Purim, I met him that Purim. I ended up staying at his house that Purim that night. We ended up learning twice a week for the rest of high school, and he changed my life. Mama, she changed my life. But one of the other people that I forged a relationship with starting then was Rabbi Daniel Kalish, who was an older bacher in Beis Medrash at the time, but already a very special person. And we forged the kesher, and it was very special. And then when I went to learn in Keren B'Yavneh, in KBY, so I used to go to him for Shabbos all the time. He was just married. He was learning in the Mir Koil. In the Mir. He was just married. I remember his first son's Bris Mila, and I was there. Shana Aleph. My Shana Aleph, the story goes back. We're talking 21 years ago. 21 years ago. So I was in Eretz Yisrael, learning Karbiyav, and the Parshas Vayera, and I spent that Shabbos with Rav Daniel Kalish, with my close friend Dov Okin. And I'll never forget, at the Shabbos table at Charles Shudis, Rav Daniel Kalish looked at us and he asked us this question. Ki ato yadati ki yori lakim ato. What's pshat? That's what it takes to be a God-fearing individual? He threw himself in a fire. He's not considered Baal Yerushalayim. So he asked us what we thought. And I'll share with the Chavim, this was a Torah from 21 years ago. This is what I suggested to Rav Daniel. I said, if you think about it, every other nisayon, every other test, on some level could make sense. On some level could be with understanding. On some level, could even be because Avram would have wanted to. Yes, he was asked to leave his homeland. His homeland were a bunch of Avdei Avodah Zarah. And he was told if he goes there, he's going to be a great nation and be wealthy and be Avram among Goyim. And even throwing himself in a fire, he was the one who already at the age of 3 believed in monotheism. He's spreading that throughout the world, that there's only one God. He already, on his own, came to that realization, recognition. He understood it's better to give up your life than to serve Avodah Zarah, which is the halacha. He came to that understanding on his own. And it made sense to him. So you could say every other nisayon, of course he did it. But when you understand it, and therefore want to perform it, that's Avas Hashem. Yiras Hashem means, I'm willing to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even when I don't want to. Even when it goes against everything that I believe in. His whole life, to shecht his 37-year-old son, who he was promised to be a nation, his whole life he's been preaching against such a behavior. Because the Avodah Zarah were killing their children. And he's going to do it now and look like a fool? Yerushalayim means, there's a melech on the world and I follow him no matter what. No matter what, I'm going to listen to the Rabbi Nishalom. Even if it makes no sense. Now I know you're a God-fearing man. I want to, maybe perhaps that's why the end of the parasha, by the way, the very, very end of the parasha, after Kedesh Yitzchak, you think the parasha should end at Kedesh Yitzchak. What an inspirational parasha. Why do I have to go any further? So then we have the birth of Rivka. Kishkoyach, that makes sense, because we want to show there's a continuity after this. Yitzchak, okay, he survives, and there's going to be a wife, and he's going to be the Kibi Yitzchaki Karl Chazara. He's going to be the leader of the nation with the Rivka. So we have the lineage of Rivka. But right after Rivka is born, there's one last pasuk, and this is how Parshas Vayera ends, very strangely. Ufilak shou shma ru'uma v'teled gam hi es tevach es gacham es tachas es macha. Ru'uma's children, tevach gacham tachas es macha. Now, those of us who pay attention to Leinim and do Marv Sedra, we're familiar with this pasuk, and those of us who pay attention to Rosh Hashanah and Shul are familiar with this pasuk, but let's be real. Does the Torah really have to tell me about these people? Who are these people? And that's how the Parshas ends, is the final pasuk? Everything in Torah is so deep. Every word of Torah has such depth. You know what the final word is of the parsha? And to have this pasuk, perhaps, the final word is ma'acha, which was a person. But the Rosh Yeshiva is ma'acha, mem ayin chaf hei, is also melech al kol ha'aretz. The lingering taste of Parshas Vayera is to tell us, how could it be that Avraham Avinu could be Mekayim in such a Nisayon and have such Yerushalayim? When you realize as Melech al Kol Aretz, above and beyond anything I understand, He's the King of all kings, He created it all, whatever He tells me to do, He says jump, I say oh hi. Whether I want to or they don't, that's Yerushalayim. Because He's Melech al Kol Aretz. That's the end of the parasha. What were we talking about? I'm sorry, this is just... I saw the pasuk. I told you that to Kiryat Gata. I couldn't. Wasn't where we were going with this. So, but we'll, it's all where we're going with this. Everything's one. So right after that, Vayisav. Right after Kiryat Yadat Kiryat Gata, Vayisav from Bezino Vayar. He lifts up his eyes and what does he see? Vine Ayel Achar Nesbach Nechaz Nesbach Berkonav. He sees another aisle whose horns are intertwined in the trees. What's Pshat Vine Ayel Achar Nechaz Basbach Bikarnav? Achar means another one. Where's the first Ayel? What do you mean Ayel Achar? What's Pshat? Ayel Achar, he never had a first Ayel. Comes along the Halig Aras Shemayim from the Halig Achayz and he says, you know what Ayel Achar is? It's the Akedah Yitzchuk of each and every one of our lives. There's the aisle of Kedesh Yitzchak, and there's the aisle, the korban that each and every one of us, we are Mekayim at Kedesh Yitzchak. And what is it? When are we Mekayim at Kedesh Yitzchak? We just said, what do you mean? It's the farthest thing which maybe we'd be able to handle. When Nechaz Basbach, what is Nechaz Basbach? When we're intertwined. We're intertwined. We're confused. When the Yetzer Hara grabs hold of us, and I'm intertwined, and I'm confused, and I'm not sure what's right or wrong, and I don't know what to do, and my heart and my temptations are pulling me in all different directions, and the last thing I want to do is to daven properly, and to learn, and to have Shemir Shanayim, and I fight through that, and I do that, I end up Bikarnav. Bikarnav is Milashin Karen R. I end up with the shining light of Akedat Yitzchak. That's the Ayel Achar.
The Ayil Achara is our modern day Akedas Yitzchak. Our modern day Akedas Yitzchak, and each and every one of us can have a modern day Akedas Yitzchak. What was really Akedas Yitzchak? Akedas Yitzchak, as we've already just explained, was Avraham Avinu showing Yir Shemayim, showing that even though the last thing he wants to do is to shech the son, he's still willing to do it for Hashem because Hashem asks him to. And even though with all the love for his son, and with all the, in fact, the Halig of the Imri Emes, the Halig Imri Emes of Gar. So once, Mamish, right before Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayera, he had a son who passed away. Like moments before Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayera. Becomes Shabbos Kodesh, you have to be Shabbostik. So he says at the Tish that night, he says, Pasuk is Kachnas Bincha Asher Havta. Right? Take the son that you love. What pshat? Kachnas Bincha Asher Havta. So he said, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that Avraham Avinu should be Mekayim this Nisayon Asher Havta with all the love for Yitzchak Avinu. Yechidch Asher Havta. I want you to love him and care about him and still be willing to do this for me. And that's why he says, pshat, Yitzchak Avinu, he repeats, right? Where's the pasuk? He says over here, "Vayomer Yitzchak el Avram Aviv, Vayomer Avi." That Yitzchak Avinu repeats, "Avram Aviv, Avi." So some explain what that means was he was trying to build compassion in his father, so he shouldn't shecht him. Chas v'shalom. The Imri Emes said, "You know what he was doing? He's trying to build compassion so that he loves him so much. That's why when you repeat, my father, it's a building that connection. He loves him so much and he became mit on the highest level that even though he loves his son so much and he has such rachmanis and compassion and never wants to do it, he'll still do it for Hashem. It takes the nisayon and puts him on a higher level." That's what the Imri Emes said as he loses his son moments before Parshas Vayera. I can't even imagine what that tish was like. That was the Nisayon of Akedas Yitzchak, but that's, what is our modern day Nisayon? Our modern day Nisayon, each and every one of us on our level, is when our taivas, our temptations, our atzlos, our laziness, whatever it might be, is holding us back and telling us, go a little bit later to shul today, go a little bit later to seder today. Okay, so you slip on Shemir, say, okay, the taivas are pulling me, I slip on Shemir, I'll be strong tomorrow. The taivas of life are so strong. The pull of the Yetzirah are so strong. When we, and sometimes it's everything we want against everything the Eibishter wants. And when we say no, even though I don't even want to, but I'm going to do it because it's Emes, because it's Melech HaKoloretz, thus is a modern day Akedas Yitzchak. That's the Ayil Achar. That each and every one of us can be Mekayim. Every single one of us. With being Meiser Nefesh with our heart, giving our heart to Hashem. You know, there's a very famous Gemara, their famous Gemara, we'll get to them, in Brachos. I'm sure you all have learned, I'm sure the Chevre learned Brachos. I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands. If you haven't learned Brachos, you have to learn Brachos. How can you not learn Brachos? Nothing to talk about. No, if you're telling me you learned in Dires, then you better start learning Brachos tonight. I don't mean, you hear a Sadako. I'm not talking about tomorrow. Tonight. Me'em is Ekorn Shema, okay? Tonight. The Gemara talks about different doyros, and they wanted to know. Amalei Rav Papa Labaya, Maishna Rishonim Disrachish Lanisa, Maishna Anan Delomis Rachish Lanisa. Why is it that earlier generations we read about tremendous miracles from above, and no miracles are happening anymore? And to skip through, the Gemara goes on, but just to get to the punchline, the answer, Amalei, Kame Have Kamasraya Nafsheu Akedis Hashem Anan Lo Masrinu Nafsheu Akedis Hashem. In the Gemara and Brachos, the previous generations, they were Meiser Nefesh. The Gemara goes through how much Torah was being learned. They were learning, they were davening the mitzvahs, but not with Meiser Nefesh. When there's Meiser Nefesh, Nisim occur. Miracles occur. It's a Gemara and Brachos, Daf Chaf. There's a very similar Gemara and Brachos in Sanhedrin, Kuf Vav Mabez, but the punchline of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Perkachelik, in Kuvav Mabez, doesn't say the difference is that when you're Meiser Nefesh, but the reason why the door that had all the tefillos answered and the nisim happening was Ella HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liba Bayi. In other words, our door we're learning, we're davening, but not the heart is not there. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Liba Bayi, he wants our heart. He wants our hearts. You have two very similar Gemaras, but with two different answers. The Baal Tanya explains, no, it's one and the same. You know what Libabai means? Libabai is not what we think, that he wants us, which is true also, Rechamana Libabai, he wants us to serve Hashem with our heart. When we learn, it should be with passion, and when we daven, it should be with kavana, and with heart, and feeling, which we speak about very often here, and that's very true. Rechamana Libabai, perhaps, is one and the same with Mitzir, meaning, what's the Iker Mitzir's Nefesh? The Mitzir's Nefesh is when our heart is pulling us so far away from who we should be. And the heart is telling us, go in, give into this taiva, and don't do... Be Moser Nefesh, our heart! Rachman Alibai wants us to give up our heart for him. If I'm willing to be Moser Nefesh, my heart, that's the greatest avoida. And that's when we'll have Nisim in our life. That's our Akedis Yitzchak. That's our Akedis Yitzchak. You know, the Heilige Tzvasemes, he explains in Parshas Emor, when he's discussing the mitzvah of Mikdashti B'Soch Ben Yisrael, mitzvah of Kedushas Hashem, of Mitzir Snevich, Kedushas Hashem. So you think, what's the highest level of Kedushas Hashem? To what? To give up one's life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. To physically give up one's life for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He says, not necessarily. He says, just as much, V'al Yidei Bittul Kol. Listen to the Lashon, one line. V'al Yidei Bittul Kol Haritzonos Bepoel Mamish Ba'al L'Mekomo V'Shorasho. You know, I'm a Kayim Kiddush Hashem, and Mitzir Snevich for Hashem. It's not giving up your life for Hashem. It's giving up your ratzon for Hashem. Bittul kol haratzonos. When you want to do something, you want to do it badly, your heart wants it, and you still say no. Das is Mesirat Nefesh for Hashem. That's the greatest Akedas Yitzchak. That's the greatest Akedas Yitzchak. When a person has a Chvei Snesh, an iPhone, or whatever smartphone a person has, and you deeply know you should be taking off the internet or putting some really intense real filter on, and you deeply know that it's so easy to fall to the lowest of low. But you don't want to. Because you want to have, and you'll convince yourself and rationalize, because you want the accessibility to things that are mutter, and accessibility to Torah, the accessibility, chvesnish to, because maybe you have schoolwork and it's much easier, accessibility because you have to be in contact with people, whatever. Rationalizations, the Yitzhara takes over your mind and you convince yourself. Upper what? But ultimately, whatever it is, it's taiva, you don't want to. But the Eibishter wants you to. The Eibishter wants you to. And you say, even though I don't want to. And it's not what I want to be doing. I'm going to do it anyways. For the Eibishter, because he's Melech HaKol Haaretz. Tos is Akedas Yitzchak. That's modern day Akedas Yitzchak. That's a Miriam Peretz. And then we'll have tremendous nisim in our life. Then we'll have tremendous nisim in our life. The Heilige Bermayim Chaim. Heilige Bermayim Chaim, who also was a Talmud of the Magid. The Bermayim Chaim, he says, he asked the following question. He says, why is it that by Avram Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought tremendous nisim, miracles. He jumps in a fire and he's saved miraculously. He's fighting with the kings. He's picking up sand and turning into arrows. Nisim gluyim. By Noach, who's also a tzaddik tamim ayah b'dorasov, everything's b'derech. He's saved, but everything b'derech teva. He has to spend 120 years building a teva, this massive teva, and he has to go into the teva, and the teva's going to save him. The Eibishter couldn't save Noach b'nisim gluyim. The Eibishter couldn't have Chvesnish saved Noach. He could have, you know, I don't know, built a massive leaf that he just sits on and chills on for whatever it might be. You could think it up yourself. Whatever lifts him up to some cloud to live on for a few days. Lamaisi could have brought Nisim Gluyim. Okay, it sounds strange to us because it's not what we're used to. If we didn't know better, it would sound strange to us. If we didn't know the storyline that Avram jumped into a fire and walked out. So why did Ribbono Shel Olam bring Nisim Gluyim by Avram, not by Noach? So he says, everything's mida k'neged mida. He says, when Noach served Hashem, it was bederech, he served Hashem, but all bederech teva. In a normal, whatever he's supposed to do, whatever he has to do, es ha'elokim is halich Noach. Ha'elokim is exactly gematria ha'teva. Elokim is ha'teva. Elokim is the normal nature. So that he did. Mesiras nefesh, which is l'malim in ha'teva. To be willing to jump in a fire for God, to be willing to shecht your son for God, is l'malim in a teva. When you're moiser nefesh for Hashem, then you're zoichet nisim from Hashem. You're zoichet in miracles. We all want beautiful, wonderful things in our life. And we're yearning and davening for good shiduchim and for parnos and for... So be moishu nefesh Hashem, you'll have al anisim in the world. The Sfasemes says it so beautifully. Sfasemes, he says it in so many, throughout our parsha. But I'll read it to you. This is in Tafresh Lamed Hey. Just what I had underlined from the past. That's what I opened up to. But I know he says it mamish every year in this week's parsha. Hanisim shenasu b'nei Yisrael, the miracles that happened to b'nei Yisrael. Hu al yedei hanis yonos sha'avos. They were created from the nisyonos, which was performed by the avos. Ki hakadosh baruch hu, which nisayon in lashon neis. The neis, the miracles happened from the nisayon. Ki hakadosh baruch hu osa hakol b'midah. Everything's midah k'neged midah. V'aldei shenimtza b'nei Yisrael mesiras nefesh. And if Bnei Yisrael has Mesiras Nefesh, Latzeis min atev l'kayim mitzvosov, to go above the norm and serve Hashem. It's late at night, I want to go to sleep. Now if you need to sleep, emes, if you need the hours of sleep so you can learn well in the morning, then that's what you're supposed to be doing. But if really you could, you know, l'maisa, I don't need to sleep, because if there was a football game on, I'd stay up till 2 in the morning, or if it was a chvest or something else, I'd stay up, and I'd be fine the next day. I could work well in 5-6 hours of sleep. I can work well, whatever that amount is, subjective to the individual. And this place is whatever time it is. And I push myself and I said, no, I'm going to learn. I'll learn from 11 to 12. I'll learn from 12 to 1. That's l'mala min ateva. That's not the norm. Normal people don't do that. Normal people watch TV at that time or go to sleep. But I'm going to sit and learn in my house, all by myself, from 12 to 1 tonight. We're learning now. It's chvest, it's 12 a.m. A lot of people, even if they can, they could be up, but they're chilling. I learned already a lot of hours today. Mesiras nefesh l'malam in ateva. If you're mekayim mitzvah l'malam teva, he says ki kol nisayon hu l'malam in ateva. V'al yidei zeh, through that hamish b'lasot lem nisim. That's how nisim occur. That's how nisim will occur to each and every one of us in our lives when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu mesiras nefesh and serve Him l'malam in ateva. We'll be zoichet to nisim. We'll be zoichet amazing things. You know what came out of Akedas Yitzchak? Do we understand what came out of Akedas Yitzchak? I want to tell you something. It's a Pella, Halig Divish, what was it, Divish Shmuel? No, I saw this. No, this was a Ramban. We'll get to Divish Shmuel in a moment. We know last week's parasha. We know in Parsha's Lech, very famous. First Rashi in the parasha, you all know it. Lech Lecha, go for yourself. So what does Rashi say? Lecha? What does Rashi say? Lecha? Who knows? Thank you very much. So, right? La Noscho La Tavoscho. We should be holding. We should be holding Rashi. La tovascha, la noscha, for your good and for your benefit. La lecha means for you, for your good. La tovascha, la noscha. Right? Lecha means la tovascha, la noscha. That he was being told to leave his homeland, and it's going to be for your benefit. You're going to be wealthy. You're going to have a nation. If you stay here, you're not even going to have children. Comes Akedas Yitzchak. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Shecht your son, vayoymer pasik beis kach nas binucha yichid yarachus yizra v'lech lecha el er tamaria." Now again, at this point, by the way, we don't know what's going to happen, and obviously, eventually, doesn't shecht him. But l'maisa, even though he doesn't shecht him, what's the lecha? Lecha has lefi Rashi, lecha is la tayvascha l'nascha. It's for your good and for your benefit. Where's the good and your benefit in Akedas Yitzchak? What shkoyach? So he passed the nisayon. If you look at the Ramban and Pasuk Tezayin. Says from Akedas Yitzchak, v'inei huftach. That's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with bitachon. He promised us shelo yigrom shum chet shiach lazaro, that never will there be a chet that will cause to be that all Klal Yisrael should be destroyed. O shiyipol biad oiva v'lo yakum, or that we're ever going to fall into the hands of our enemies and not reestablish ourselves and not stand up strong. V'inei zu havtocha shlema. I'm reading Ramban. This is not Kabbalistic, I mean, it might be Kabbalistic, but I'm saying Ramban. We all accept Ramban. It's not Ramban. V'nezu haftocha shleima, and a complete haftocha, b'geula ha'atidolano. In the future, geula. The Ramban is telling us, you know why we're zoicha that? Because of Akedas Yitzchak. And why does it make sense? The geula in the future is completely going to be l'malam and ateva, vada. Going to be completely l'malam in ateva. Aber what? When we have an Akedas Yitzchak with Mesiras Nefesh, Avraham Avinu is willing to shecht his son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings such a nisim, he's going to bring Mashiach Tzidkenu. And we have to believe in our life, when we are Moser Nefesh to Hashem, we are Moser Nefesh to Hashem in our lives. Whatever that might be in all of us, have our times in our life that we are asked by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Akedas Yitzchak. Each and every one of us has that. And we stand up tall to the Eitz Hara. And our Moser Nefesh, our Hashem, Mekayim Akedas Yitzchak, and we have no idea what Nisim are coming our way. Incredible stuff. From the hardest Nisyonas, that's where the greatest Nisim come from. The Heilig Divrei Shmuel of Slonim Rebbe, the Heilig Divrei Shmuel, he says, why is it that our Kazdim were, a lot asked this question, and a lot of different beautiful answers, but he asks, why is it that the whole Mice of our Kazdim of Avim throwing himself in a fire is not anywhere in the Torah? We don't see it, and we don't see it emphasized like in Akedas Yitzchak. Why is it also by Yitzchak? We all talk about the Nisayon of Avram. What about the Nisayon of Yitzchak? Why is that not emphasized greatly? Yitzchak was willing to give up his life for Hashem. Why is that not something we talk about? So he says, to give up your life for Hashem is easy compared to give up your desires in this world for Hashem. Avram Avinu is going to have to give up what he wants more than anything, his son, for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's much easier for him to give up his life and jump in a fire than to do that. It's much easier for Yitzchak to give up his life and give up my life and be up in Shemayim and Olam Abba than to live in this world and give up what you really want while you're alive in this world. It's a bigger Mesiras Nefesh. I in the Sichos Musar by Chvestish, by Kriyas Yamsov, where he says the same Yisod, he says the same idea. Parshas B'Shalach. That we have to realize, in a certain way, our Akedas Yitzchak is even greater than Avram Avinu throwing itself in a fire. Our Akedas Yitzchak is greater than Yitzchak giving up his life. It's the Akedas Yitzchak of Avram. It's one and the same. That's the Ayel Achar. When we give up what we want in this world for the Eibishter. But that's Ki Ata Yodati, Ki Yer Lekimata. That's true Yerushalayim. And we have it within us. Don't think you don't have it for a moment. There's a Torah I've shared before from Rav Shor. I know it brings it down in his Chanukah Sefer, where Mamash getting closer and closer. We're starting almost Shloshim Yom Kaidim L'Chag. Another week or so, right? We're getting there. Mamash, you have yearning. We supposed to said this last week as well. We're yearning to prepare for Yontems, you know? So in his Sefer on Chanukah, he says this Torah. From last week's Parsha, when the famous story, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu to go count the stars, and that's going to be your children. Really? The stars are mamish. You can't count the stars. We're not, Baruch Hashem, we're still here, but we're not such a large number in the world. What is it, 12, 13 million Jews? There are a billion Muslims, there are a billion Christians. We're not like the stars. There are infinite amount of stars in the sky. We're nothing compared to the stars. What do you mean we're like the stars? But there's a medrash that says, Vayotze oso hachutza. Vayotze oso hachutza. What does that mean? The medrash says, Vayomer habet no hashemayim. Habet, the medrash says, means to stare down. Vayotze oso hachutza means, not that he took him outside. He took him outside the world. He took, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu above the sky and said, look down at the stars. Not counting in number. Even though he tells them to count them and look at them, he's saying, just like you are now out of the world, the malam in ateva, ko yi yazarecha. So too will be your children. Just like you have the koach to be the malam in ateva and be moser nefesh, ko yi yazarecha. And where do we see this played out? So we know in a few parshios we'll get there. The ma'isa with Yosef HaTzadik. And Yosef HaTzadik is all alone in a strange country, nobody else is there, and this gorgeous woman is seducing him, throwing herself at him. We can't even imagine, don't try to imagine. But if we, Mamish, what type of temptations and how hard that must have been, and what his ratzon was at that moment. And he went, l'mala min ateva, and said, this is not what mala melech kol haaretz, I'm not doing it. And listen to the lashon is, if you look over there, Fatispaseu Bibigdo, Lamar Shikhvi me. She grabbed onto his clothing, paraklam test pasuk yudbeis, lie down with me. Vayazov Bigdo Biyada. He literally jumped out of his clothing And what's the pasuk say? Vayonos, he ran away. Vayetze hachutza. Same exact lashon. Can't even make that up. You can't even make that up. It's incredible. What did we read from Vayotze oso hachutza? Because Baruch Hu took Avram out of the world and said, "You're above the world." Koyi azarecha. When koyi azarecha, Yosef Atzadik. Vayetze hachutza. And every one of us has that within us. Every one of us has that within us. And thus is Akedas Yitzchak for each and every one of us. And when we do it, we're going to create Nisim in our life. We're going to see, we're going to feel the presence of Hashem in our life in the most beautiful and amazing ways. And I was just thinking about it. I don't want to explain why, so no one knows who I'm talking about. But I was really thinking about a maisa that happened years ago with a chevra of Talmidim while they were still in high school. I want to share it. Basically, it became clear to me. Emes is one of the. There were four guys. It was a chevra of four guys years ago. And their close friend of these four guys confided in me that these four guys were planning. They were good guys. I love them. I love them then. But they were planning. I don't know how to say it, but it is so sad to even say it. But they were planning, like, their senior year of high school, a Shabbos that Mamish wouldn't be Shabbos. Let's just put it that way. Mamish a Shabbos Megahenim. I'm talking like, they decided, they knew they're going to go to Israel and start learning it from one last Torah on Shabbos. Basically, there was some, like, major electric music festival Zach thing, I don't know. And they were going to go, and they had tickets for Lel Shabbos Kodesh, and they had plans. They bought the tickets already. They bought the tickets already. And they already took out a hotel room over there near wherever this was. It was somewhere like New Jersey. And they already told all their parents that they're all going to their close friends from Chveis Nishfresh in New Jersey, who didn't really exist, but no one would call them out on, right? And they're all going, and they had plans, and they had all, I don't know, certain plans they had, I can't come out of my mouth, but I'm even Yavin, Mamish Taiva Fest, like nobody's business, they had plans. Shemirachim. And this friend of theirs, Mamish was killing him that he could watch that this should be. It can't be. And he confided in me, but I couldn't know any of this information, because nobody knew except for him, and I couldn't know, and how am I going to deal with it, what am I going to do? He came to me on a Wednesday. This was planned for Shabbos Kodesh. So I come into Shir the next day. Shemirachim, this is many years ago. And I give for 2 hours, I think it was, whatever, hour, 45 minutes, I don't know, whatever long Shir. All I speak about that day, I just come in, I don't mention this, I don't mention that I knew about anything. I just speak about it in the most emotional, intense way I think I did in my life about Shabbos Kodesh. And how important Shabbos is for Yid, and how it's mamish everything in our life, and mamish stories, and Torahs, and all that I spoke about Shabbos Kodesh. And how mamish is nothing that we have in this world but Shabbos, and Shabbos is the key to our success and our Kedusha. Like, you could imagine, mamish didn't stop talking about Shabbos. I mean, I mamish... you know, brought out the tears at one point. And later that day, one of the guys comes over to me. This is years ago. One of the guys comes over to me and hands me the tickets. He says, "Rebbe, I don't know if you knew about this, don't know about this. I don't know anything. All that I know is I want you to know we had planned this whole thing, whatever. Here are the tickets. They're yours. We're not going. Let's have a special Shabbos. We want to come to you, whatever it might be." And I took the tickets and I ripped up the tickets. And we threw out the tickets. And Baruch Hashem, I want you to know, all of those guys are amazing, unbelievable people. I don't want to give details or anything. This is years and years and years ago. 3 out of 4 of them are still sitting and learning full time. I'm talking married with, you know, married with kids, but sitting and learning full time, 3 or 4 of them, like you. Mamish, incredible. Incredible.
from but that was a for them at that point in their life. That was a tremendous. It was a very hard pull. Imagine you had everything, boy. You had everything planned. You were very excited. The typhus were raging. You can imagine typhus raging. But then you smacked in the face. It's Melech HaKol Haaretz. Shabbos Kodesh. That's Akedas Yitzchak. That was their Akedas Yitzchak. And through that Akedas Yitzchak, I'm telling you, these guys have such bracha in their lives, such amazing bracha in their lives, and such amazing simcha in their lives. Because of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring tremendous nisim. Incredible nisim. And each and every one of us in the same way. Whenever we have on our level, whatever that Akedas Yitzchak is for us, we all have it within us from the Koyach of Avram, the Pes. And if we do, we're going to be nisim, and simcha, and bracha. And we'll be zoiched as Hashem through passing the nisyonos of our lives to the haftacha that the Rabban spoke about, to the geula shlema b'mehera b'yameinu.